Hello, this is Jeff Wine with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Key Realty. If you are considering a move to or within the Blue Water area, please reach out to discuss your housing needs. Call 810-650-6255. Again, that is 810-650-6255. Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's Mark Walker and my brother Hale Walker here to host Paul Miller's show this morning, and we're excited to do that. We've got some exciting guests, and we're really just really excited to do this. I don't know if Paul will ever invite us back, but we'll see how this goes this morning.
Have you given much thought to why we were invited? I mean, I understand James Freed and, you know, Pete Lacy and Kirk Cramer. I understand some of the others, but I'm a little puzzled
on why us. We weren't
first
choice.
Is that
what it comes
down to?
We were not first choice.
I have a couple theories.
I'm not sure why they invited you, but
So my theory is that it's a contract play for Paul. When we get on here and screw up, Radio First is going to be begging him to come back early. They're going to be able to pay him more money and be a long-term contract.
Yeah,
what do you think about that?
Yeah, that might work. That might be a good play. But we do have some great guests coming up. So if you want to tell them a couple of the guests, we have one right here. Mike Cansfield will be on shortly. And
our long-term partner, Mike Cansfield, is going to give us a little update on our industry, the mortgage industry, what's happening. What the latest is on My Mutual Mortgage, and then some of the new things that we're doing together as partners. We stay together, work together.
That's it.
So why don't you introduce Mike, and we'll get going there.
Okay, Michael, are you with us?
I am. Good morning, Walker Brothers.
Thanks, Mike.
All three of the original partners in Michigan Mutual right here in the same room.
It's kind of tough to get rid of each other, isn't it?
It is indeed. So, Mike, let me start. Let's just update the WPHM listeners. They all have probably heard the news that My Mutual Mortgage is no longer owned by the Walker family and you, and yourself. If you can just give a little bit of update on that, and then we'll go into some of the new things that we're doing.
Yeah. So My Mutual Mortgage hasn't gone away. It's still local in town and thriving. All of our friends that were with us are still with My Mutual Mortgage, powered by Supreme Lending. And they're right down on the water by the YMCA, and they're all having a great time and looking forward to this industry to continue to thrive and hope that the interest rates continue to improve. And the three of us are kind of just looking at them, hoping that they're going to continue on with all the fun that we were able to have.
And Mike, what's going on? What's the future for you, and what are the things that we're maybe going to start up? And
yeah, your friends are all sitting around thinking that you're just retired and you're sitting back enjoying the lake and that type of thing, but there's a little more to it.
That's right. So I have been enjoying the summer a little bit, doing a little boating and golf and tennis and trying to figure out what this so-called retirement is, and unfortunately, it's just a word. No, but it's been a great summer, and obviously the three of us, we're kind of tough to turn off work. It's been part of our lives we were in business for 33 years, and obviously, you know, it's the mortgage industry, once you're in it, it's hard to turn off. But Bridge Financing is the company that we've started. And we really saw a niche in terms of really what's needed out there to help individuals that are looking to purchase a home or do some type of financing. It's intended to be a gap financing, somebody that needs temporary money that will be done prior to their end financing that they need done. We're going to do it in the residential part of business as well as commercial. And
so, Mike, what would an example be? If somebody wants to purchase a house and maybe hasn't sold their house yet, would it?
Yeah, there's quite a few instances. It could be a matter that their house hasn't sold and they need to acquire their home more quickly than what they had initially intended. In this marketplace, it's still a seller's market, They need to position themselves to be able to act quickly. It could be the type of situation where their credit needs to be fixed a little bit before they can qualify for that end mortgage, or their employment situation has come up that they need that temporary money.
So this is a complement product to My Mutual's products right now.
Yeah, so we've actually been doing this product for, you know, 30 years. It's just that we haven't marketed the product. We've just used it as a backup opportunity to help the individual instead of saying no, that we couldn't help them. We've always tried to position ourselves at My Mutual that, you know, we're a one-stop shop in order to help them with their financing needs, whatever it might be. And we kind of cut out this part of the industry, and we kind of saw a need with it, and we thought, hey, let's try to put a little bit more man hours towards it and see what we can do with it.
So the bridge financing can be as simple as a construction loan?
Absolutely. The construction lending, you know, has been, you know, part of, you know, the fabric of trying to help out that part of the marketplace where they, you know, need to be able to get their construction lending done, and then the end mortgage, you know, being done by the mortgage company. And however we can see an opportunity for the individual on a short-term basis is really what we're trying to accomplish.
And the builders love this product because for what reasons?
Well, the main one is that all the decision-making is done here, and we try to keep it as simple as possible rather than putting them through a whole process that can be, you know, quite cumbersome. It doesn't have to be that cumbersome. But Doug O'Brien, who has worked with us for a number of years, 20-some years, has really headed up that part of our company, and he's joined us also to be able to continue down his relationships with all the contractors that are in the area. And, you know, sometimes that piece gets forgotten about, and it's a big part of, you know, what we want to really go after and let the business community know. And the builders that are out there, you know, you got some of the larger builders, but there's some of the, you know, smaller builders that it's tough for them to go out and get their own financing, and we're able to step in and help them.
Well, Mike, that's great, and I think it's also important, too, that, you know, we built our reputation and our company on being local and making local decisions. So, you know, that's getting harder and harder in today's age where all the mergers and the banks merged and everything else, where you don't get the local flavor and the local decisions. So, you know, that's really encouraging to be able to have that flavor in our local community, because it's our community that helped us build the Michigan Mutual and continue to do so. So it's nice to be able to make those decisions locally.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right, Mark. And, you know, it's really those 33 years of business that, you know, we've learned throughout the years, we've got that confidence to be able to, you know, help that customer and let them know that it's not that big of a deal. We'll be able to help them out and set them straight so that they're excited about what they have going on.
Mike, Hale and I are doing a little project on Military Street and just wondered if you could lend us some money on that. We just need a little bridge financing.
Well, you know, there's certain things that we still take a look at that we really have to sit down and really say to ourselves, does this make sense? But I think that that's going to be a home run.
Yeah, the character part of the lending, we may not fit right in there for
it. Yeah, you know, that's why they're, you know, testing it out in this line of work and see how you can handle this. And I think they're already on the phone looking for Paul.
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for being with us. That was a lot of fun. And thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Enjoy your day.
All right, you have Mark Walker, Hale Walker, filling in for Paul on 1380 WPHM.